Period 4. Activity 4. Well, hello everyone, and today we're going to talk about customs. Now, we all come from different countries, so let's tell each other about customs in our countries. Who'd like to start?
I will if you like.
Fine.
Well, in many parts of the world, it's the custom to take a present when you visit someone's home, when they've invited you as a dinner guest, for example. Well, in Germany, we have quite a clear rule. We can take a box of chocolates, or else we can take flowers, and the number of flowers should be 12.
Interesting. Who else has a custom for when you meet people?
We have an important one in Japan. In most countries, it's normal to shake hands when you meet. But in Japan, we bow to each other. And there's something that's quite funny to watch. We even bow to each other when we're just talking on the phone.
Amazing. Now, what about customs when people are celebrating?
Well, our biggest thing is Thanksgiving in November every year. It started in the old days when people came together to give thanks to God for a good harvest. And now it's an important family holiday. People travel from all over the country to be with each other and have their Thanksgiving dinner together.
Yes, it's a very important day for Americans. What about other times when people celebrate?
Well, here's a New Year custom in Scotland. When the New Year starts at 12 o'clock, we all get in a circle and join hands, and we sing a famous old song together. It's called Auld Lang Syne. And while we're singing, everyone moves in and out, so the circle gets bigger and then smaller. It's a lot of fun.
That's a good one, yes. And what about another kind of get-together? Weddings?
In China, we've got a very important one when people get married. During the wedding, the young bride and groom go to their parents, and they do something very nice for them. They bring tea and offer it to them. It's in order to say thank you to their parents for everything and for the wedding.
Oh, I like that. Very nice.